What is the difference between being good at something and being great? And is it possible for us to go from good to great? These are questions that I ask myself on a constant basis, and I want to share my thoughts out loud with you guys today.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenazar here, welcoming you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Good to Great. Now, there's a book called Good to Great, but that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm just talking about, for me personally, and I don't know if you do this, if you're big on self-reflection, but I'm massive on it. I look at myself all the time, and I don't do it in a sense of beating myself up, although if I get things wrong, I'm certainly the first person to do that too. But large part of the time, I'm looking at the hows and whys that we do what we do. How can I make what I'm currently doing to be better than the way I'm currently doing it? So I look at, this is my underlying belief, and I've talked about this before. The person I am right now isn't good enough to achieve the goals that I've set for myself, for my team, for my organization, for the impact I want to have on the world. I'm not good enough right now. And my belief is that I'm not good enough right now because if I was, I would have already done it. I would have already created it because we do things that are simple and easy for us. So the challenge for me is to become good enough. How do I grow myself to be good enough to achieve the things that I want to achieve ultimately? And so I'm constantly looking at myself and looking for ways to improve, ways to be better, ways to do things differently. And so then the question becomes, well, how do I do that? Because right now, I feel like I'm really good at the stuff that I do. And people will give me the feedback as such. I'll run programs and people go, that was amazing. And to me, that's good. Great is, how do I do that even on the days where I don't feel like turning up? And that's a constant focus of mine. And so whilst I can get that good feedback and I can feel amazing about myself in that moment, I consistently, when I say consistently, on a more regular basis than I would like, get negative feedback or have negative interactions in my life as well. And that happens in the form of, you know, I've got multiple arms to my business. I go out of my way, I believe, to conduct my businesses professionally and really well, but also fairly, because I want to make sure that I'm not being taken advantage of and my team aren't being taken advantage of as well. And that means setting some really strong boundaries in some areas. And every now and then, and it does happen, I'll run into someone that just oversteps those boundaries or just, for want of a better word, is kind of taking the piss. And they're really pushing to get something that's just not fair to my business and it doesn't seem to be reasonable. And I have to take a pretty strong stance and I have to deal with attitude and all of that sort of stuff. And it can be easy in those moments to feel like you're not a good person or you're not making strong decisions. And I've been outwardly attacked as well, saying, oh, you're supposed to be about building better humans and yet you're doing this. Well, hang on. Just because I'm about building better humans and just because I'm about personal development doesn't mean that I need to be positive all the time and accept everything that comes my way with a smile on my face. If something isn't right, I'm going to put my hand up and I'm going to let you know that from my point of view, that's not okay. But having said that, when you have those negative interactions, it can be really easy to believe that you aren't who you say you are, that you're not as good as you say you are, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the difference for me is if I want to go from good to great, I've got to be willing to accept that there is going to be a certain level of negativity here and there in life, and that is life. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much good you think you do for the world. There is going to be someone out there that, for whatever reason, just doesn't like you. And I've learned to be okay with that. So this is what I've learned. Good is people who turn up, show up when it feels right, who do things when it feels good for them, when it's not, there's no discomfort because there's this idea that, you know, if I'm on passion, on purpose, etc., then there's no roadblocks. So that's good. Great is when people turn up anyway, when they know that even when I'm on passion, even when I'm on purpose, there are roadblocks, I am going to be challenged, and they're going to occasionally, it's going to feel like the universe is pushing against me. And then realizing, you think about an exercise sense, when I get resistance, that's when I get growth. We can't change and grow without resistance. We can't change and grow with everything going our way all the time. If you exercise at the exact intensity, the exact weight, the exact speed, the exact movement pattern, the exact everything, the same way your entire life, your health won't change. It's not going to improve. It shouldn't go backwards, but it's certainly not going to improve. And so if we're looking for constant growth, if we're looking for great, it means showing up even on the days that you don't feel like it. It means showing up even on the days where you've been punched in the guts and having the wind taken out of you. It means showing up even on the days where you look at it and think, who the hell am I to be able to achieve this thing? That, to me, is the difference from good to great. And that, to me, is the thing that I need to focus on the most. On the days where I least feel like doing it, that's when I say to myself, this is the day that's going to make you great. Show up anyway.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.